Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's shaking?
Not much, but I understand that we had a celebration of a birthday yesterday.
Yes, we did. We had,
and that was your baby,
Mr. Sean Cadden Foley, turned 27 yesterday, the 21st on the 21st year of the 21st century. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Uh-huh.
So did you celebrate?
We ordered some of his favorite things from Mansour's and for dinner. And I ordered a gluten-free black tie cake from Creative Cakes in Clark Summit. And that's what he wanted. And that's what we had. And we had a nice dinner. And it was a nice night and delicious food and delicious dessert. And we had a good time. So, yes.
I know that Russell's had something like that, that black tie cake.
They have it. That's where they get it from.
But
no, no, but that's where he buys it. It's a black tie cake that you, it's phenomenal.
I know I had it, but I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, it's three layers of a small layer of chocolate cake. And in between each of the three layers of cake is the same, if not larger, layer of this creamy vanilla type icing. It's like a moussey icing. It's like a mousse icing. It's delicious. It's icing. And then on top, then they put like a buttercream vanilla all around the whole cake, and then they drizzle chocolate ganache on top of that.
Hi.
It's absolutely.
It's a lot.
So when you cut it, you see all the layers, and it's just unbelievable. And I hate chocolate cake. Because I do, for some reason, I don't know. The ganache is almost like a fudge, like hot fudge that has hardened. It's delicious. So, and then of course Sean wanted chicken fingers because of course they will do them gluten-free for us because he and I both, of course, everything is gluten-free. And roasted red-skinned potatoes and French green beans with we didn't do the almonds, garlic and butter. It was, they're green beans. You could eat, just stand there, like pick them up. They're fabulous. It was a nice meal. That's what he wanted. And Carolyn does a nice job for us all the time with anything we order, but it's always nice to be able to get chicken fingers, which we can never just get because, of course, they're, unless you go someplace that specifically does that gluten-free, and so that's what she does. And it's just easy because they're good to keep in the refrigerator to take out and eat one. So so that's what our meal and then I bought the candles, and I didn't realize the little candles that I got were the ones that go, that crackle and pop, and they don't blow out, you know.
Oh, no.
So they were like going, not quite the celebration of fireworks that Joe Biden had at his inauguration, but it was a little bit of fireworks going on here. And,
well, that's good.
The Cadden Foley household, so it was good.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Yeah. So we had a lot of fun because this is now the birthday parade. What?
Did you have anybody else with you?
Yeah, Randy Williams and Meyer and Sean, and the four of us had a nice little dinner.
Okay, good.
Yep. And the night
and
before I had,
the
night before
parade?
I had, well, I just sang, I had Mr. Doug Smith over for dinner the night before that I cooked spaghetti with meat sauce, his favorite. And so we had a little pre-birthday dinner with Sean on Wednesday night. And then, yeah, so the parade of birthdays start 1 week after the next. Next week is Tommy's, and then the next week is yours truly. Yes.
So, this will be a big one.
Yeah, so here we go.
Now, are you doing a month-long celebration, or are you just doing a day, or how
what?
Do you do birthdays for you?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, my sister-in-law always has a birthday weekend.
So oh, I have. I'll take advantage of any week, anything I can prolong the month. I prefer it to be all month, but it doesn't
That's
happen.
That's what I thought.
But I try, so, you know, whatever.
But what will you do for a month to celebrate your birthday?
Well, because of COVID, there are, you know, restrictions. And so because of the restrictions, I will be with several pockets of friends, depending on when and where, you know, or, you know, so there'll be some things. I mean, we're going to New York City. Tomorrow, as you listen to us, we'll be traveling into the city to see Tommy, and we're having dinner in his apartment. And you know, he's pretty much stuck in his apartment, so he works remotely. So we're just doing a pizza party with a cake that we're ordering. From Carolyn from Mansour's. Tommy wanted a chocolate cake with chocolate Swiss meringue buttercream.
Wow.
And that's what he wanted. So that's what he's getting for tomorrow, which we'll bring to him. Not because I'm not about sharing anything. So I don't do that. I remember my kids, my family, it was so funny because all of our birthdays, mine is the 4th of February, my sister Barbara's is the 11th of February, and Jimmy's is the 12th, and we're all a year apart. So for Barbara and Jimmy ended up having to share a birthday cake because Barbara's would be the day before.
Yeah.
So I just never thought that was the thing to do. So, I mean, so even though we'll... And Tommy and Sean are 6 days apart, so we've never would do that anyway. But tomorrow, because we're going within a day of celebrating Sean, we could have, but I would never do that. So I asked him what he wanted. Called Carolyn, and we made his cake, and she made his cake. I didn't have anything to do with it. And we're going to pick it up, and then she's doing a couple little gluten-free cupcakes for us so that we have a little treat.
That's nice. That's nice.
I said, yeah, there'll be a lot of carbs floating around this house for the next couple of weeks, but what the heck? It doesn't happen at all.
Indeed.
So,
no, it doesn't. It doesn't. Well, I have two birthday shout-outs we have to do. As you're listening to this today, it is my stepson's 40th birthday. So happy birthday to Tyler DiNapoli. And also this past week, and I won't say her age because I don't know if she's comfortable with me saying that. But one of our longtime listeners, Marlene George, had her birthday this week. So we wanted to say happy birthday to both of those people. And we just hope that everybody's safe and happy and healthy and will be around for next year.
Yeah, so happy birthday to all. So his birthday is the 23rd, right, Connor? Or,
Tyler.
His name? Tyler.
Yep.
Okay, and his little baby, your little granddaughter, just celebrated
that was last
her
week.
First. I know, but still.
Second.
Second? Oh, that's right. Yeah. Jeez. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was fast.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, Isla Harper DiNapoli, 2 years old.
No, say it right, Lynn.
Isler.
Isler Harpa.
Isler Harpa.
DiNapoli.
Yeah, there we go. That's the real New Yorker.
Yeah.
Isler Harpa.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So they, it's just so funny because the two of them are less than a week apart for their birthdays.
And, but they're two different signs.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the same issue. He's not sharing his cake, and she's not sharing hers.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Well, the only difference is with my kids, that three of us are like Sean's 2 weeks before me, and Tommy's 8 days before me, but we're all the same sign. We're all Aquarius, whereas you're Tyler's an Aquarius, and Harpa Isler is, Isler Harpa is a Capricorn.
Uh-huh.
Although she was supposed to be later in the month, right? Wasn't she due later?
Yes.
January? She was. Like
she
the 25th
was.
So, or something?
Uh-huh. So she could have been an Aquarius.
She should have been.
Aquarian.
But what are you
going to
do?
Oh, nothing. She is what she is. She's a sweetie. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see
That's
her.
It. Yep.
Yeah.
So
there we are.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. And then...
anything else going on in the world of...
No, but you know what's hysterically funny is all these Bernie Sanders memes that are all over, like he's sitting everywhere. Huh? It's funny because somebody sent me Lisa Zaccanino, who works for the Scranton Times, put a post of... a meme with him sitting next to Mr. Leinart on the bench in front of the Scranton Times, which is hysterical.
That's really good. Yeah.
And she sent it, and it was funny. I was laughing. And somebody responded to her post and said, who is this? I've seen this person all over. I don't mean to be stupid, but who is he? And she put, it's Bernie Sanders. Oh, God. I mean, it is hysterical when he's sitting next to Paulie from The Sopranos.
Yes. It's everywhere.
I love
it's so
it.
Funny.
He's like, where's Waldo?
Oh, it is funny.
And then he was in front. He's in front of all different schools, but the first one I saw was he was hanging out at West Scranton High School. And then I wrote back to my friend Dawn, and I said, even Bernie knows West is best. How about that? But he's been in front of many high schools, but the one I saw first was West Side, so I thought that's a good one.
But
they're
I
funny.
Saw it, too. The first time I saw it, it was somebody, it was far back. You know, it wasn't close enough that you could see it. And I missed the point of it. And then I saw it the next time, and I thought, oh, I get it. I know who it is. But it's just so funny with the masks and the gloves.
And the mittens.
And everything
the mittens, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You just can't even see who it is.
Well, typical Bernie Sanders fashion, you know, or lack of.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good. I just thought, did you watch the inauguration?
I watched some part of it. Yeah, actually had a conference call that was scheduled for 12:30 that day, and 11:30. And so they had some technical difficulties, and I said, yay, because then I could get to watch it. But I did see it. I did not see Lady Gaga, but I heard that she was wonderful.
I mean, she's just incredible to begin with.
Her voice.
Her voice, and she had this brooch that was a dove. It was huge on her black part of the top part of her dress was black, and the bottom was red and ruffly, I just love her, and her voice is just unbelievable. She belted it, and she did a great job. But we'll talk more about that because we do have to take a quick break already. So we'll be right back. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News with Webster and Nancy. And I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Catton can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Catton lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Catton Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Catton and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, at lauriecadden.com, lauriecadden.com. Laurie Catton Enterprises, because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am managing director of a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm that's devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast called Power of the Purse. And that's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
And I'm Laurie Catton, the owner of Laurie Catton Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
Okay, so we were talking about, about the inauguration. Yes, and I wanted to say that I did catch J-Lo, who came out and sang, and I was so thrilled to see her do that because she does have a good voice, and she did do a really good job of the song she was singing, but she wasn't doing her usual nonsense with the dancing and the flipping her body all over the place, which was pretty nice.
Well,
I would hope
that during that she would do what she did. I can't imagine that she wasn't putting on a halftime show. She was singing at the inauguration. So,
but I don't think she knows the difference.
I don't know about that.
And the other one then.
But she was great, and Garth Brooks.
Yeah, he missed a note or two. I heard him. But then the one that stole the show was Gorman. The young woman
she's
poet.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's all
great.
Is wow. She was just, I've never seen someone her age with as much poise and confidence, and just, she was brilliant.
I know.
That young woman has got lots going for her.
Yeah, she was interviewed the next day. I saw it on the Today Show. She had been interviewed earlier. Before, like a couple mm-hmm. weeks earlier, and she, or years it was, and she has a speech impediment. And
that's what
she was talking about that, you know, she, and the fact that Joe Biden had, stuttering speech issues mm-hmm. early on, she was like the perfect choice. I mean, you know, that just goes to show you what you can do.
It's unbelievable. I think it was Dr. Jill Biden who actually...
Jill Biden asked her, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And knew about her and asked her because of that fact, like you said.
Yep.
That she had a speech impediment, and it was just so cool to see her. And, you know, she rose, not only rose above that, but she's brilliant. Oh. I mean, her poetry.
Well, she's at Harvard. Just, didn't she just finish Harvard?
Yeah.
At Harvard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
amazing.
Whoa.
Amazing.
Yep. Yeah,
so that was very interesting.
She could be the next Maya Angelou.
That's what I'm thinking. That's mm-hmm. what I'm thinking. She's just...
Yeah, she sort of reminds me of her in many ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She has to grow her hair a lot longer, though. It has to turn gray.
Yeah. I loved her. Oh, I thought she was fabulous.
Oh, me too.
But I just... The whole day was very, very nice and very... proper, and I just thought it was great, so I was thrilled.
Yeah. Yep. Does Sean have any opportunities now because Biden is in the White House that he might not have had when he was at a point where he was looking for something? I mean, I know he's still in school, but...
Well, yeah, he could if he looks into it, but not really now because he's committed to where he finishes when he graduates. He's committed already.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
So he'll be working for a year for this firm in New York City, this wonderful old firm, Davis Polk. And then he will, after he's there, he starts in October of this year, and then he'll go through till the end of 2021. And then in 2023, January, he will be clerking for a judge in Brooklyn. And then... Mm-hmm. Then he goes back to Polk after that clerkship. So he kind of has his path already set. So, I mean, you never know what things might happen after that, but that's where he's going right now.
Okay.
He's, God bless him, pretty set. So
that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
I know.
All right, so here's something that I thought was really fun because it's not so much what was written here, but it was the response that I thought was pretty incredible. I was subscribed. I don't think I chose to do it, but I was subscribed to Martha Stewart's blog. And
okay.
And this
I love
one
Martha
article,
Stewart.
Well, I do too. I like who she is. I like what she's created.
Yep.
She's a tough broad, and I have a lot of respect for her. So this one article in the blog was written by a woman named Jen Shinrich. And it's kind of sappy, and it's kind of Pollyannish, but... You know, this is what it said. So I'm just going to read the highlights of this. But the best part is the comment that one reader made. So here's the article. It says, experts say these are the 7 things happy couples regularly do together. The first one is eat meals together. Depending on your work schedule, it's likely not realistic to have every meal together, but whenever you can, experts suggest making an effort to sit down for breakfast, lunch, or dinner with your partner. Okay, number 2, go to bed together at the same time. Again, it's not always possible, but it's important to make the effort as often as possible. Quote, one partner may stay up longer reading. However, the act of getting into bed together symbolizes how special and unique their union is. Next part I love. Plus, getting into bed together increases the possibility of having sex or at least cuddling before dozing off. And then the next one is cuddle daily. If you can't seem to fit in time to cuddle just before bed, try to sneak it in during other times of the day. The shared skin time releases oxytocin, which helps bond two people. And then have a date night. Even if you've been together for years or even decades, it's important to never stop dating or having a special day or night, just the two of you. The next one's get away together. Now, that's obviously not something it's easy for us to do now, but whether it's one night over the weekend or a week-long vacation, getting away together, just the two of you, is a great way to recharge your relationship and create positive feelings and memories. The next one is spend holidays together. Holidays are a special time to spend as a couple. It's an important habit to make time from work and other obligations and to plan family or couple rituals to mark those special occasions together. Now, I say that's probably one of the most difficult things for people to do is to spend holidays together because you're being pulled in at least two directions, sometimes three or four, especially if you have divorced families and remarriage. That's extremely difficult to try to put it all together. But remember, this is Pollyanna I'm talking about. And the next one is celebrate the little things. You don't have to wait for something celebratory to happen to celebrate your relationship and your marriage. Dr. Mercer suggests marking your calendar to celebrate your first date, the date you got engaged or your wedding, but also celebrating little moments like a promotion or the achievement of a personal goal. Okay, all that said, wonderful. I don't know what world that woman lives in, but it's not usually the way it works. So then this woman submits this anonymously as a comment, and she says, articles like these always say the same things. Where are the real things? One, reminds you to call your mom on her birthday so you don't get, and the word was taken out, so we're going to say screwed. Bonus points for sending flowers. Number two, know when to say, the hell with it, let's order in dinner. Number three, walking away when the other needs space without taking offense. And four, this is the one that got me hysterical, always remembering the courtesy flush.
Oh, my God.
And number five, tell each other if you look ridiculous, of course, delicately and with discretion if in public. If they can't be honest with you, who the hell can be? What would you add?
God.
I thought that was one of the best comments I ever read, and I rarely read them. But for some reason, I read that, and I thought that is so funny. Anyhow, that was one article I thought I wanted everybody to know about. And I, you know, if I go through these and I look at them, I say, yeah, Patrick and I did pretty much all those. We eat meals together. We go to bed at the same time. I don't know about the cuddling. It's a little hard to do. But date night, we haven't really ever done that. We've just gone out for dinner, but we didn't call it a date night. Get away together. That's hard to do, too, with him. But we do go to the lake and spend some time on weekends up there. And the holidays, we usually go to my sister's. So that makes it easy to do that. And celebrate the little things, I don't think we do.
I don't think many people do, though.
I don't either. I just...
And that is a nice thing to look at because you can make something be the little thing, you know, instead of it always having to be the big thing.
Yeah.
It is. It's a nice
thing. But anyway, I just thought it was fun. But that comment just got to me because this other one was so, the word I kept coming up with is Pollyannish.
Right,
and this woman brings it right down to the real world.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was good. So
I love it.
I
think we have to take a break, huh?
Quick
break.
Uh-huh. All right. And we'll be back. You're listening to the Laurie Lynn Show.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy, your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. And Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale partnership adds Mike McHale's 3 decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale, LLC Certified Public Accountants, provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and non-profit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
Universal Printing started out in Northeast Pennsylvania in June of 1995. Since that time, we have grown to 155 employees. What we do, we're a document solutions business. We do printing. We have an IT department on site. There's computer programmers, developers, production people. So all of our IT is done in-house. The nature of our business is that it is very capital intensive. What we continue to do is adapt to the needs of our customers. And in order to do that, we have to continue to invest in the best state-of-the-art equipment that's out there. And we can do that with the support of Fidelity Bank. Fidelity allows us to play on a playing field that we could never have played on if we didn't have the support of a strong local bank that believed in us. They're not just saying they support the community, they're doing it. And we feel really blessed to have a partner in Fidelity Bank.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
We're back. I'm Lynn Evans. I am the managing director and financial planner with Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women. And I'm also the host of a podcast. That's called Power of the Purse, and that's available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And I'm the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business.
Okay. That's a good thing that you let them know who you are. Okay. I was trying to get this in a few weeks ago when it was very relevant, but it's still relevant now, even though things may change significantly with the new administration. However, the point is well made. The ongoing controversy over the money left behind by Prince when he died without a will, which blows me away that you would have that kind of assets and have nothing at all. But he died without a will. And it's heating up again after the IRS calculations showed that executors of the rock star's estate undervalued it by 50% or about $80 million. The IRS determined that Prince's estate is worth $163.2 million, overshadowing the $82.3 million valuation submitted by Comerica Bank and Trust, the estate's administrator. The discrepancy primarily involves Prince's music publishing and recording interests. Documents show the IRS believes that Prince's estate owes another $32.4 million in federal taxes, roughly doubling the tax bill. The IRS has also ordered a $6.4 million accuracy-related penalty on Prince's estate, citing a substantial undervaluation of assets. Prince's death of a fentanyl overdose on April 21st, 2016, created one of the largest and most complicated probate court proceedings in Minnesota history. Estimates of his net worth have varied widely from $100 million to $300 million. With Prince's probate case dragging on, and this I didn't know, his six sibling heirs, I think there's some half-siblings in there, but they've grown increasingly unhappy, particularly as the estate has doled out tens of millions of dollars to lawyers and consultants. Comerica and its lawyers in Minneapolis maintain their estate valuations are solid. Comerica sued the IRS this summer, saying the agency's calculations are riddled with errors. What we have here is a classic battle of the experts, the estate's experts and the IRS's experts, and blah, blah, blah. But the point I'm making is there is currently, our tax law as it stands right now, says that you can transfer assets in your estate individually up to $11.7 million this year. So a couple can do almost $25 million. That's the current law. And what I've listened to in the last couple of days and some of the significant tax acts that are proposed under the new administration, that 11.7 will drop down to somewhere close to $3.5 million. Which will create significant amount of individual taxes. And that's one way that we can pay for a lot of what we've been doling out during COVID. So the tax planning is still critical, and it's still something that people need to do. And when you look at having an estate worth $163 million and paying over $83 million in taxes, it is utterly ridiculous. Because simple estate planning, very simple basic stuff, could have eliminated almost all of that tax and more of it would have passed to his heirs. Now, maybe Prince didn't want that. We don't know. We'll never know. But a lot of people with families would really like to be able to pass some of their wealth to other generations. So all I'm saying is, if you thought you were safe before, you may not be. And this is a number that in my career, I've seen it at 750,000 up to the current 11.7 million. And every time a new administration comes in, that's one of the first things they review and decide to play around with the number. There was even actually a year where there was no federal estate tax due, and I don't understand what that was about, but that was recently. That was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And then all of a sudden, something kicks in on January 1st of the next year. So I'm just saying to people, you probably think you won't have to worry about that. And maybe you won't. We don't know. I don't know. I can't say this for everybody. But if that is the case, there is definitely at least one, if not many more, estate planning things you can do that would make a big difference. So start looking. You know, especially if you don't have a will. Please get a will. That's all I'm going to say on that subject.
Yeah.
You were going to say something before, I think.
No. I just can't imagine that someone, you know, not that he was a younger man, but you would think with his wealth that he would have had this wrapped up.
Would think so, especially with all the cadre of lawyers and accountants and all the other stuff.
Is that where he's from, Minnesota? Minneapolis,
yeah.
Minnesota? Is he?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Yep. Yep.
I know that's where his studio was. I just wasn't sure if that's where he was born and raised and went back there.
I don't know about
which
that.
I think it's cool.
That was his home state.
Okay. All right.
And he had a huge house there.
Well.
I mean, what are you going to do with the money? Put it into a house,
mm-hmm.
of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
Someone wins this big lottery. Somebody won one, yeah, but in Maryland, and they don't have to report it. It doesn't have to be made public.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking about that, and I said, you know, many years ago, I worked with we just call them in our business collectively, the suddenly rich people.
Yeah.
And these were people that won $11 million in the lottery. And they were people who, for the most part, had never really had that kind of money, anything close to it before. And so they went on a spending spree. They bought a house that was really much, much bigger than the little house they lived in. They bought a home for their daughter and had it completely renovated. They got one for their son. They bought trucks. They bought cars. They bought everything. And I said to them, do you understand that they chose the option where they would get paid the same amount of money for 11 years. That was the annuity idea. And so I said to them, do you realize that in the 12th year, you won't have this anymore? And I don't know if you can maintain your lifestyle if you're spending all this money. Oh, yeah, it's fine. Well, by the third year of their payout, they had gone through all of the money. And I just said, I can't work with you because I don't know what there is to do. I can't stop you from spending the money. And so you'll keep getting these checks and you have a 20-year mortgage. I don't know what you're going to do in the 13th year. But that's part of the problem is the psychology of sudden wealth like that for many people is really something they can't handle.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of parents really need to educate their kids on money because they just don't understand what to do with it. And they just think it's going to always keep coming.
I know.
So this case, I don't know what he really intended with the money that he had. I'm talking about Prince. He didn't have any heirs except his siblings that we know of. So I often wonder about people like that. What do they think when they think of themselves? I mean, yes, he's a young man. We got that. And probably was not part of his thinking to even contemplate what would happen to his wealth.
Right.
But there's still plenty of people that sudden, I mean, especially now with COVID. I mean, you see people in their 30s and 40s who get this thing, and within a week, they're gone. It brings up a lot of very uncomfortable stuff, like, do you have a living will? That's the document that says, if it happens that I become unable to make these health care decisions for myself, then this
right.
is what
Someone
I want.
Someone can.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and this is my representative, and I give them the power to do it, and this is what I want. Advanced
right.
health care directives. That's something that most people don't even think about until they're in their 70s or 80s. Well, in cases like this where it happens so fast, if you don't have something like that in place, they have to keep trying to keep you alive. And maybe that's a good thing, maybe it's a bad thing. I don't know. I just feel that people ignore all this stuff. And in a world of COVID, I would think it should come up to the top of the heap.
Yeah.
Because it's really
yep.
important.
I know it. Think
yep.
about
and
it.
And wills and all the, I know. And the wills and yep. everything else.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So get
it
busy out there.
Yeah, and every time we have someone, and even from Fidelity Bank, we talk about this all the time, is to get that.
We do.
Protection for
we
yourself.
Do.
And with it, it's scary, Lynn. That's the reason people put it off.
I know.
They think, I don't need
I
it. It's a terrible, just like you said, it's uncomfortable to people, but it's important. So
it is.
Do it.
New year, new beginning. That's how we have to look at
and
it.
And get your shot.
So,
and get your shot if you can. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, Lynn,
okay.
it is all about the science behind it, so let's keep it up.
Okay.
All right. Well, I will. We'll see everybody next week. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
To win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.